الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون، أياما معدودات. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصوم جنة ما لم يخرقها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Before talking a bit on those ayat, just to remind ourselves, and a reminder is always beneficial, Allah Ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, for a reminder benefits the believers. Every time we remind, we are reminded, and inshallah we make the niyat of making amal. That is the most important, that we make amal. So, and a reminder, repetition is the best teacher. To teach also how much you repeat, that is the best teacher. So Allah give us tawfiq to take the lessons. The one great thing that we should always try and put in our minds for our life, the day of Jumu'ah, the importance of it. It is خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ تَطْلَعُ فِيهِ الشَّمْسِ, the best day in which the sun rises. We shouldn't take it as a Friday. Then you just like any other day, there is one more day. Like a Tuesday, a Thursday, Friday. But Jumu'ah, then let it have the connotation that Jumu'ah is a very great day. Sayyidul Ayyam. It is the king of all the days of the week. It is خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ تَطْلَعُ فِيهِ الشَّمْسِ, the best day in which the sun rises. And now let us think, I am in that day. Allah has given me that great honor. Not that it will come or it is somewhere else. I am in that great honor. And also it comes in the Hadith Sharif that it is an Eid more greater than the other two Eids also. There also we all should consider, we know how much preparation, how much anticipation we have for the two Eids. Have we got one bit of that for Jumu'ah? And this Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, it's an Eid more greater than the other two Eids. So we should be looking forward as the day approaches from Thursday to Maghrib time. Maghrib time comes on Thursday. Before that, we should be looking forward. How we look forward to many other occasions in our life. Every week we should be looking forward to it. And a person who has that, he will get the benefit of it. And then the main, one of the great ibadats, special ibadats of the day of Jumu'ah is salawat ala nabi. On the day of Jumu'ah, every day we read salawat. Allah has appointed an angel, farishta, whoever anyone reads in the world, he hears it. And then he conveys it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But the day of Jumu'ah, it goes directly to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we should try and read every day salawat ala Nabi, and Jumu'ah, we should increase it. Many of us have heard this many times. All of us know about the virtues of Durood Sharif. But just for a moment, ask ourselves, how many Duroods am I reading? What ihtimam? Not just by the way. Have I got a special quota? Have I got a special time in which I sit and I read my Durood Sharif? If not, then make an agreement, a pledge with Allah, directly with Allah, that Ya Allah, from today, from now, I fix this time every day in my 24 hours, this will be for Durood Sharif. And I fix so many Duroods every day. We should try and read at least 100 Duroods every day. And it doesn't take time. If we read the shortest durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum generally read, or we read what has come in the hadith, sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. It won't even take 2 minutes. Comfortably, in 2 minutes a person. And for a mu'min, that he hasn't got 2 minutes. Not that I don't have, but my 50 years of my life has passed. 30 years, 60 years, and I haven't been reading Durood Sharif. 2 minutes for my Nabi, and on account of whom I am in existence. Allah Ta'ala becomes in a hadith, a Qudsi, لَوْلَاكَ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقِ. Had it not been for you, O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I should not have created the creation. We should, our existence should not have been there. Our brains, our eyes, our family, our dunya's ni'mat. And for that we haven't got 2 minutes, and we should read Durood Sharif, not just doing some other work, walking around. Okay, we should read while walk, but fix that one time of ours, that time, and with concentration, like we are sitting in front of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. With that adab, if we can have with wudu, facing Qibla, even more better. And whoever will do it will witness for himself the great barakat of Durood Sharif. Those who want our islah will see that by Durood Sharif our islah gets made. Those who want good health, who are suffering from problems, health problems, read Durood Sharif and see Allah will remove them. Those who have got, of us who got financial problems, those of us who are in depression, whatever it is, Durood Sharif is tiryak. It is alchemy. It works wonders. But we don't do it, unfortunately. Just think for ourselves, how many of us are reading our Durood and with at least some concentration. And with some passion, we should be reading it with love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, we give a present to somebody, we humbly present it, and we ask, please accept it. For unless Nabi, the durood that we send, sawghat, the presents that we send, should also be sent like that. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. And so great virtues of Durood Sharif. So Allah give us tawfiq, at least 100 every day, and Jum'ah we increase it at least to 300. And if we can read every day 300, mashallah. And Jum'ah we increase it to 500, to 1,000, as much as we can read. But the minimum 100 a day, and on Jum'ah we try and read 300 times. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Then another thing which we should try and embed in our minds for life, the value of the day of Jumu'ah. It is a day when ibadat is the reward. They are so great ibadat for the day of Jumu'ah, and the rewards of them are also so great, magnificent, brilliant, and they are magnified. As we are lucky this year that today is the 15th of Ramadan. And 13, 14, and 15 are Ayyam-e-Bir, the bright days of every month. And in Ramadan, even more brighter. How much isn't the brightness compounded? And this is, but how many of us are aware about dunya things, that some public holidays are now taking place? Everyone is aware. School holidays are there, everyone is aware. That it's going to be now Sunday, public holiday, everyone. But this, who of us are aware of Ayyam-e-Bir? And we are all up now at the Sehri time, the Tahajjud time. But who of us notice the brightness which is at that time? On these 3 days, which are the bright days, the Ayyam-e-Bir, the white days, at that time there is whiteness. Notice it at Tahajjud time. What a wonderful atmosphere there is. And how it is, the Allah's rahmat is pouring down. It's coming down beautifully. More better than when there is a rain which is coming down very nicely. Or when snow is falling, how it is just coming down. That is the time really. And today was the last day for this month of, and for this year of our Ramadan, the Ayyam-e-Bir. And the value of the rozas throughout the year, Ayyam-e-Bir, have got much more greater values and much more goodness. Allah give us tawfiq. Throughout the year we keep rozas Monday, Thursday, and Ayyam-e-Bir 13, 14, and 15. When we have proved to ourselves we can keep the whole month, then what is it difficult to keep Monday, Thursday? What is it difficult to keep 13, 14, and 15? And we will see all the goodness of it. Rozas, even doctors, hakims, all prescribe for health that roza fasting is very good. And ours is not only fasting, it is an ibadat. And that compounds and magnifies the great benefits and virtues of roza. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand the value. And then the day of Jumu'ah, it's so valuable. and the amal of the day of Jumu'ah. Normally we are in the habit of saying Jumu'ah Mubarak, but really it is, we should say, may Allah bless you with the Mubarak amal of Jumu'ah. That makes Jumu'ah Mubarak, that we are regular with our namazes, with Jumu'ah namaz. And that would create enthusiasm. We go early for Jumu'ah namaz. We try and be there, listen to the khutbah, the talks, everything. And what great messages are given in the bayans of Jumu'ah and in the khutbah that is read. Especially for the ulama, we shouldn't take it just that we are reading a khutbah or we're just listening. But the words of Allah, and the best khutbah is that which has got more ayat of the Quran and more ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the anwarat of the ayat and the anwarat of the hadith cannot be found in our talks or any great buzurg's talks. The more greater the buzurg, there are more anwarat. But the talks of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so we should try and listen to that. Just like La ilaha illallah, we can say it in English, in Urdu, Gujarati, many languages we can say, but the Arabic, those words, and not that it is Arabic, but it is from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's tongue. Just to repeat it, it has got great, great value. So the day of Jumu'ah and all the amal of Jumu'ah, and especially for those who are ulama, and generally the ulama are free on a Friday. We don't have businesses to attend to. We don't have to go to offices, or we don't have to go and work in factories. We are free. And if we are not observing Jumu'ah, but unfortunately we will find the people who are busy in their dunya, who have got businesses, who are working for somebody, whatever, see in Jumu'ah time, who are early for Jumu'ah, generally in all the masajid. And proportionately, ulama are less, of course, than what the public is. But even so, see how many of the ulama are present before Jumu'ah early, and how many of the public are early. After Jumu'ah, see how many of the ulama are still sitting and making some nawafil, some ibadat, and see how much of the public. The ulama are free. We should be giving more time. But unfortunately, we'll find very few ulama early for Jumu'ah. Hardly anyone who will stay after Jumu'ah. Usually the public stays, and they have got all the other occupations. So we who are free, we are this great ni'mat of ni'matan. Maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas, as-sihha wal-faragh. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, many people are in a great loss with regard to two great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, good health and free time. We don't appreciate, and like a person does a business deal, not only that he didn't make profit, but it's such a deal he made that he had to sell up his whole business. He went bankrupt. He lost everything like that with regard to health and with regard to free time. How much we could have earned. But when we are doing the wrong things, then we are, what a big loss. That time, that capital of time that we had, and we could employ it and make such great, great earnings for ourselves. But that we destroyed it, and not it went empty, we lost. That is also a terrible thing, to lose out, to let time just go like that. But we do the wrong things, then what a big loss is there. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And for all of us, and mashallah, there are many people who have freed themselves for Jumu'ah. That till Jumu'ah time, they don't go to their businesses, business people, professionals. They just engage themselves in the ibadat of Allah. And after Jumu'ah, when you have kafidha qudiyati salah, fantashiru fil ard, wabtaghu min fadlillah. Go now, that rosy has got a lot of barakat. And it is also, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah has given a beautiful explanation, when we come for namaz and we enter the masjid, all the du'as we read, waftah li abwaba rahmati. Open the doors of your rahmat to me. That is the ibadat of Allah, engaging now in zikr, tilawat, etc., all that. When we have done that, now when we are going out, waftah li abwaba fadlik. And Ya Fadl is in the meaning of your rosy. Open now your doors of your rosy to me. In other words, I did my job. I served you. Now you give me my rosy. So we should engage. So if a person in the morning and night, morning, he engaged in the ibadat of Allah, Jumu'ah. And after Jumu'ah, now he has served Allah Ta'ala. Now go and seek your rosy. And see how much Allah will give you. And you will see that deals are just coming to you. And without you doing any big effort, you are good deals are coming. And you're not doing anything. Little, you're just doing this, talking to that person. One phone call. And you see Allah is just opening. Your left will be too small to contain it also. So much Allah will give. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So salawat ala nabi is a very great ibadat. Allah give us tawfiq and to appreciate Jumu'ah. And just to repeat again, that it comes in the hadith, a person who will do 6 amal, 6 actions, very simple, straightforward actions, on the day of Jumu'ah, for every step that he takes coming to the masjid, Allah will give him 1 whole year's ibadat sawab, plus 1 whole year's roza sawab, keeping rozas. Like that, to keep rozas on the days of Eid, etc., 5 days are haram. But with this, even those days, roza sawab you will get. And you wouldn't have contravened any law. You wouldn't have kept roza on the days when it's not permitted. But you'd have got that sawab. So for every step, what are those 6 amal again? To bath and wear clean clothes. Secondly, to come early as possible. Thirdly, to come walking. Fourthly, then this is one where many of us, we lose out. To sit as close as possible to the imam. Which means when there is place in front of us, go to the front. Many of us in all masjids, we will keep on sitting at the back. We will keep on sitting on the side. And it makes no difference to us. The bayan can be made also. But it doesn't move us that I must do. Even for now, forget the future. If we are not making amal now, how will we make you amal in the future? So, to sit as close as possible. To listen attentively. Not to, to be daydreaming or not to go and sleep off. Many people sleep off. When the bayan takes place, the khutbah, we doze off. Now, to listen attentively. And not to do anything useless. Playing with one's beard, playing with the topi, etc., or anything like that. 6 simple amal. No moving mountains from their place. No hard work. No hard labor. And for every step we take, 1 whole year's ibadat sawab and 1 whole year's roza sawab is mentioned separately. Like that, roza is ibadat. It is included. But separately it is mentioned. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And the purpose for Allah Ta'ala creating us in this world is for His ibadat. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah has created us for ibadat. When somebody used to complain to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam of financial constraints, difficulties, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would advise them, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ Tell your family people to read namaz. And to be pabund on namaz, not just casual namazis, not just now and then proper namazis, and wastabir alayha, and you yourself, istabir is from the root word sabr, to make sabr. And sabr means steadfastness. And sabr means punctuality, regularity. And istabir, the bab from which it is taken, it means make it part of your life. You yourself, you command your family people to make namaz, and you yourself become namaz. Like if somebody speaks about you, they associate every person. For example, a person is known as Qasim Bey Begwala. Qasim Bey who sells bags. So he's known that he's that. Or somebody else, his name is, and he's associated with something else. When we just take his name, or that town, or that family, whatever it is, like that, you become associated with namaz. So much namaz becomes. There are people who are food. They live to eat. They don't eat to live. They live to eat. Their object is eating. And they say, me, I am food. I want food, and I want the best food. My object of life is food. That is what I want. And very, very sadly, international competitions are held that who can eat so how much more. And then it is in newspapers, all that. And people gluttonous, all that. No, what make namaz? That when your name is taken, you are associated with namaz. Wastabir alayha. Then Allah says, La nas'aluka rizqa. We don't ask you for rozi. You don't have to even earn your own rozi. Nahnu narzuquk. We will feed you. Ulama have written that 77 ayats of the Quran Sharif, Allah has promised rozi. Rozi is my responsibility. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. That I will give rozi. Any moving thing in the world, my responsibility. I have to give the rozi. And how many incidents of how Allah Ta'ala gives rozi. So rozi, Allah has taken the responsibility. It's sunnah to earn, to work and go, but it's not a farad to earn. And it is a farz ba'd al faraid. After we have fulfilled our dini faraid, then it is farz now to go and earn. Our work is to make the ibadat of Allah. When we do that, Allah's promise is to feed us. And Allah will feed us more than what we are working 10 hours in our factories, in our shops. We are doing 2 jobs in the day. We are doing 3 jobs. The wife is also working. The daughters are working. The sons are working. What Allah will give will be far more than that. And the barakat which will be in there, there is no comparison in there. So we have to do our job, ibadat of Allah. That is why Allah has created us. And the meaning of this ayat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ أَيْ إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ. To recognize Allah, to find the recognition, to understand who Allah Ta'ala is. And Allah is not what we think who Allah is. We have to journey that in our life, make that our journey to find Allah and to know Allah as Allah is, not what I have got in my mind. Many, many groups in Islam, like outwardly, lot of Quran, hadith in their life, but they did not recognize Allah and they went astray. Many, many of the firqas who went astray. All because they made Allah according to their thinking. Whereas Allah is not what we think. We have to find Allah and know Allah as Allah is. That is what we have to do. So that is why Allah created us. And again, many groups went astray when in this field of finding Allah, they forgot ibadat of Allah. So Allah revealed the ayat that only Allah has created us for His ibadat, which means to recognize Him, in other words, the combination of ibadat and marifat. Otherwise, there are those who think and the people regard them as big Sufis, but no ibadat. They are only in marifat all the time. They don't make namaz also. They say our namazes get made in Makkah, Medina. Our namazes are made in the fourth heaven. They don't even make namazes. They break all the laws of parda with women. They mix with women freely and they are being regarded as big, big Sufis. No beards, no sunnah dress, but hum ponche hue hai. Kaha ponche hue, to Allah hi jante. We have reached, where we have reached? In Jahannam. And we are happy, we are thinking we have reached in Jahannam. No namazes in our life, no parda, no the commands of Allah, and we are big Sufis. So that can, so Sufism is totally out. That which has got the proper marifat of Allah and the proper ibadat of Allah also. So that Allah Ta'ala has created us. For that, that's our purpose and object of our life. Like some people will say, we are business people. Somebody will say, we are farmers. Somebody will say, this is our shi'ar. Our trademark of life, we are in this. For us it is the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. That must be what our, and whatever other work we are doing, that is by the way. That is not what we must be recognized. We must be recognized by the ibadat of Allah with the correct recognition and marifat of Allah. That is our dunya object of life. Many of us, we haven't got a person who goes on the road. He sits in his car and he has got no destination in mind. So he's just going for a drive, just driving around, just moving around, walking around, just going for a walk. Our whole lives are like that. Ask ourselves, for what is the purpose of my life? Have I made a purpose of my life? We don't type in our GPS, our destination, so that it can work out our route for us. So we also haven't made a purpose. Our purpose is the marifat of Allah, the ibadat of Allah. How much have we thought of it? And if we are already 50, 60 years, La tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Allah says, don't die until you have totally surrendered. You have fixed your object, akhirat. Who that is, man ja'ala al-humum, hamma wahidan, hamma al-ma'ad. A person who makes all his worries, all his concerns, all his tadabir, planning, one thing. And that is the worry of akhirat. Allah Ta'ala kafahu Allahu hamma dunyahu. Allah takes care of all his worries of dunya. If we make our what we have been created, a person who works for you and is a good worker, and what a job description you gave him, and he does all his job, he becomes ill, you will say, I'll pay your doctor's fees. I will see to your hospital. He's doing his job properly. But a person who comes late always, goes away early, is busy on the cell phone while on work all the time, he becomes ill or some problem, something, you're not interested in him. So we do our job, Allah will take care of all our. And man tasha'abat, a person whose worries are spread out in the dunya. I have to get this door handle fixed. I have to get my tire changed. I have to go and fill petrol. Petrol price is going up or down. I have to fill up petrol. All those worries, dunya's worry, Allah says, I don't care in which valley of dunya he goes and destroy himself. I got no care for that person. And a person who makes his fikr the akhirat, and for that the ideal occasion, every year Allah gives us a Ramadan. This Ramadan of 1444 will never come back. This Roza of 15th of Ramadan today will never come back. This Juma will never come back. We have to make the best of it. Don't think the next Juma I'm going to now improve. No, this now, immediately. Not the next minute. I don't know if I'll live for the next minute. Our time has been so short that there is no time. How many people just suddenly, one motor car accident, how people hale and healthy, nothing. Something went wrong in the brain, in the spine. The person is a cabbage now. He can't do anything. He was regular with his namazes also. Now he can't do anything. We haven't got the time of a minute, of a second. So short time. And for a time we have to prepare, which is of eternity. Not for 5 years we have to prepare. Not for 10 years we have to prepare forever. So we got no time to waste. And then Allah, out of His kindness, gave us this great month of Ramadan, full power packed with all goodness. Then rozas in this month, power packed again. The Quran Sharif, what Allah has packed in the Quran, all for the taking. It is a time when Allah's love is ablaze. It is every way is the love of Allah. And bargains are galore. And prophets are great. It's just a matter of taking. And at that time we are still in ghaflat. We are still unmindful. Who can be bigger losers than us? That ni'matan mahboonun feehima kathirun minana. Two ni'mats, people are at great loss. Wal asr. Innal insana lafi khus, man at large is in loss. Allah has declared. So Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate this great man, to keep our rozas, and keep rozas as they are supposed to be kept. Rozas of the eyes, rozas of the tongue, rozas of the ears, the food that we eat, our income, our money which we buy, our food must be halal. The food we buy must be halal. The food we eat must be halal. It must be halal and tayyiban. And then see the goodness that will come. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, a person who eats halal food and halal and tayyiban, automatically he doesn't have to wish or desire or intend, he'll just go towards good deeds. And a person who's eating haram and is eating all the dirt and filth of this world, he doesn't have to make niyat of making guna, he'll just go towards guna. And he won't be able to keep himself back. He will just go faster and headlong into guna. So our food we have to see. All keep rozas of our thoughts. Keep rozas of every part of the body. And then see what roza delivers for us. And what we will get of Ramadan. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.